السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you this beautiful morning. صاحب, I hope you are in the best of health. الله تعالى keep you سلامت. مفتي صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم أنا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother Zakaria. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 29th of Shawwal 1445 in South Africa. And with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 34, Suratu Sabah, and verse number 18 and 19. Remember, just before we start, that in Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Al-Mubarak, and 80-85%, 90% of the countries, today is already Thursday, the 1st of Zulqa'dah, 1445. And we in South Africa, Southern Africa, and few other countries, Mauritius and so forth, tonight we should scan the sky. Day in Durban is more than 35 hours. In Johannesburg, surrounding more than 36 hours. So inshallah, inshallah, definitely we should sight the moon and the crescent. And that will usher in the month of Zulqa'dah. Tonight, tomorrow, Friday will be the first of Zulqa'dah. And we all should learn this dua. Allahu Akbar, Hilalu Khairin Warushdin. These words, Hilalu Khairin Warushdin, are mentioned in Abu Dawood. And yesterday already we sent out to you the du'as, the masnoon sunnah du'as to read whenever the Islamic lunar month starts. So every sunnah we practice on, then chapter 3 verse 31 tells us the benefits. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, fattabi'uni, then follow me, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. Yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and your sins will be forgiven. So that is the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. So let us learn these du'as inshaAllah. Hilalu khairin wa rushdin. Ya Allah, make this month of Zulqa'dah a month of khair and goodness, wa rushdin, and righteousness. So tonight, scan the sky, you will see it after Maghrib, inshaAllah, wherever you are. So let us focus now on chapter 34, Surah Sabah, verses 18 and 19. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala shows us how Allah Ta'ala confers His bounties, favors upon people. But those same people then go make kufran, and they are ungrateful, unthankful. And then the vices of theirs increases, then sometimes they enter into kufr, and they enter into the fold of kufr, and they exit Islam. So we need to be very, very circumspect and careful in this regard, because we just take things for granted and so forth. So look at today's lesson, and then a lesson for humanity and posterity, also enshrined in the noble Quran. So today's lesson, chapter 34, verses 18 and 19, we are discussing the people of Sabah there and the people of Sheba there in Yemen. وجعلنا بينهم وبين القرى التي باركنا فيها. See, Almighty Allah using the term we. Why? To stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty. We gave you this. Who gave us life and who gave us death? Who gave us the eyes, the ears, the tongue, our entire anatomy and body? Only He, Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, alam naj'al lahu aynayn, wa lisana wa shafatayn. See again, Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, using the royal pronoun and to stamp His majesty, authority. So when Almighty Allah uses the plural, it is to show only I can do this. All your scientists, professor, human being, creation put together, none of you can do it for a single person or single creation. And Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So therefore, see, Allah says, Alam naj'al lahu aynayn wa lisanan wa shafatayn. Chapter number 90, Surah Balad. What have we not granted you eyes, both your eyes, walisana, and your tongue, washafatain, and your lips? Who has given you all that? I am speaking to you live now from our studios. Bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi, through the grace, mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah, wherever you are in the world, you are listening. So all this a manifestation of the mercy of Allah. Chapter 90, verses 8 and 9. So yeah, Almighty Allah in today's lesson says, وَجَعَلْنَا, and we made, بَيْنَهُمْ, for them, among themselves, وَبَيْنَ الْقُرَى الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا, and the towns and cities where they're going to travel to, we put barakah in them, we put blessings in them. So what is the meaning of barakah? الْأَشْيَاءُ الْقَلِيلَةُ وَالْمَنَافِعُ الْكَثِيرَةُ, and it might be a small place, but it has so much water, fruit and food and so forth and so on. Barakna fiha quran zahira, and we made for them their prominent towns and cities and places. You know, when we traveling from Johannesburg to Durban, Johannesburg, so now 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, depending how many stops you want to make. So now you want to stop at the Altra. Why? You want to fill petrol, diesel, you want to go and relieve yourself, you want to buy some juice or what have you. So now there's a good stops on the highway. So similarly, at that time, Almighty Allah made this natural, wonderful stops and intervals for them where they could break their journey. And وَقَدَّرْنَا فِيهَا السَّيْرِ, and we made it equidistant, meaning, let's say it is 500 kilometers journey, so every 50 kilometers, every 100 kilometers, so there was a nice place for you to stop. You could relax, you could go and relieve yourself, you could rest a bit, and so forth and so on. In those days, were no cars and vehicles. They had to walk, they had to go on donkey, on horse, on camel, or whatever means of conveyance they had. وَقَدَّرْنَا فِيهَا السَّيْرِ, so Almighty Allah made it equidistant. So all these bounties Allah gave them, and the greatest bounty we in South Africa know about this. سِيرُ, oh you people of Yemen, and you specifically of Sabah, of Sheba, travel فِيهَا, from one town to another, from one city to another, فِيهَا, in your country, لَيَالِيَ وَأَيَّامًا آمِنِينَ, nighttime, daytime, in safety, security. So Allah conferred all these bounties and favors on them. But sometime you get the so-called elite, you get the so-called enlightened people. Now the kufran starts, the ingratitude starts, and being ungrateful starts. People just start thinking of themselves. So what did they say? فَقَالُوا, they said, رَبَّنَا, means Ya Rabbana, oh our sustainer, nourisher, provider, بَاِدْ بَيْنَ أَسْفَارِنَا, all these stops you have made for us, 20 kilos, 50 kilos, make it further, we don't need so many stops. Now they trying to tell Allah Ta'ala, like how today, when a river is going crooked, for example, so now we say, no, let's make it straight, so we know better than Allah. Allah forbid. So that is what secularism, that is what capitalism, what is democracy is teaching you. So that all satanic systems, say Satan systems, this Quran use one term for them, Tawhut. You have to reject all these systems. Remember that, where one country can veto 140, 150 countries, and the apartheid Israeli Nazi regime can kill 40,000 people, innocent people, and so forth. So that is your man-made system, not word the paper on which is written. So ba'id bayna asfarina, make further for us. We don't like the short intervals, Allah forbid. وَظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, and they wrong themselves, they wrong their souls. Allah Ta'ala gave us freedom. In the name of freedom, so what happened? We found that gambling started. We found that prostitution started. We found that same-sex started, gay business, lesbian business. We found that people are changing their genders and so forth. فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَحَادِيثًا, we made them a story and we made them narratives. People would speak of them, how the punishment came to them. وَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقٍ, even reading it, ronte kare ho jate hai. Just reading it, remember our hair will stand up. وَمَزَّقْنَاهُمْ كُلَّ مُمَزَّقٍ, and we crush them to fragments and fragments, and we punish them to pieces and pieces. See, therefore, O Muslim, O Muslimah, O human being, always beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Quranic dua, and remember one hadith sharif, Quranic dua, every Muslim supposed to know this, chapter 2, verse 201, ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Ya Allah, in this world grant us goodness, Ya Allah, the good things that are permissible. In the year after, grant us good things, Ya Allah, جنت الفردوس الأعلى رؤية باري تعالى, to see you, O our beloved Allah, and save us from the chastisement, punishment of the fire. Grant us direct entry into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, into the highest, highest place and the premium place in paradise, beloved Allah. Inna fi dhalika la-ayat, indeed in that there are signs and symbols, but who will take a lesson? Now you see, I'm going to use two words. So in Arabic we call it mubalagha. In English jargon we call it hyperbole. But all these are very high words. When you go to a hospital clinic, you find intensive care. So these are all intensive forms of words. So see how I translate. These are signs and symbols, but for who? لِكُلِّ صَبَّار, for people who have a lot of patience. They are extremely, extremely patient. Today, very few of us has that quality. Majority of us don't have it. And شَكُور, people who are very, very grateful. Panjo nalo shakur ai ba sakur na pa sakur chuje panjo chini charivane panjo diabetes charivane pa, your name is not sakur with a sin, is shakur. Shakur means Allah will make us more and more grateful. But our Maimon people said sakur, they left the nuktas, the diacritical marks and the dots there in Porbandar, and then they left it there in Mombasa, and then in Mozambique and Durban when they landed here. So they call us coolies already in 1784, 18, whatever I sent it out the other time. So remember this. So shakur, change that name. You say sakur, sakur, your diabetes will increase. You say shakur, shakur, the sugar will increase, inshaAllah. Allahumma ij'alna min ash-shakirin wa shakirat. That is today's lesson. But Allah gives examples in the noble Quran. Chapter 59 and verse number 21. وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. These examples we give for humanity, Muslim, non-Muslim, male, female, for all times, all places, all circumstances. Why? So people must wonder, ponder and reflect. Take this. Chapter 16, Surah Nahl, and verse number 112. Take this verse, which is applicable to all countries, all cities, all continents and places. For a moment, let us take this verse and just apply it to our beloved South Africa. وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا قَرْيَةً. That Almighty Allah set forth an example of a city, of a country. And كَانَتْ آمِنَةً مُتْمَئِنَّةً يَعْتِيَا رِزْقُهَا رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. So they were living in safety, security, peacefully. And the risk and the sustenance was coming, remember, in abundance, رَغَدًا مِّن كُلِّ مَكَانٍ. From so many places. First time I left from South Africa to Karachi, Pakistan. I think Maulana Salim Karim was there before me. I can't remember exactly. But Maulana Salim, you should also know this, that I know you were there in the 70s in Karachi. So when I left in 74, 50 years ago, so when my beloved father took me there to the bank and we gave rands, and we wanted dollars, for one rand, we used to get more than $2. For one rand, we used to get more than $2 US, not Zimbabwe dollars. So think what barakah blessing there was. But you and me, the human being, what we did, فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْعُمِ اللَّهِ. And they were ungrateful. Kafarat, amin al-kufran. To be ungrateful, unthankful. So the ever-recurring bounties of Allah were coming, and we became now ungrateful with our eyes. The Hollywood, Bollywood, all that Robin Hood. And then remember the, all that, you must remember, other haram adult movies, and what then, what came into our lives, and people got addicted. Drugs addiction, alcohol addiction, and this type of things here. So we must remember this. This is all our own doing. فَكَفَرَتْ بِأَنْهُمِ اللَّهِ. So now people became ungrateful for the bounties of Allah. So you see, when leeches comes out, December, January, mangoes come out, we want to taste it. So Allah says, action and reaction, cause and effect. The punishment must suit the crime. But Allah says, I love you so much. فَأَذَاقَهَا اللَّهُ لِبَاسَ الْجُوءِ وَالْخَوْفِ. Hence Almighty Allah gave the people of that town, of that city, of that country, just a taste, libas. Any city you go, any province you go, you will find al-jū'. There will be hunger, poverty, unemployment. Your unemployment is sitting at 30, 35, 40% in South Africa. وَالْخَوْفِ, and fear. Switch on the alarm, put on your burglar guards, employ security. Bima kanu yasnaun, because of their own actions. We are to blame for all the mess. The politicians are to blame 100%. But remember, we also are to blame. Everybody needs to do some introspection and some soul searching. We need to be honest with ourselves. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. GG, Gaza genocide, day 216. So President Biden, the Harami, the war criminal, and Joe genocide makes a statement for you, Israel. No more heavy armaments. We will not give you the big, big, you understand, bombs, 2,000, 1-1 bombing, 2,000, and what then what. But we will still provide you with the interceptors for your Iron Dome and so forth and so on. You have killed too many civilians with Israel, with American arms. So aren't both of you guilty? Are you not the handler of your dog and your bulldog or American regimes? Every one of you is a war criminal. Every one of you is guilty of genocide. And therefore your own students are seeing this. This is a new generation of Jews and Jutlas and other people. And they're standing up in the epicenter. Colombia, history repeats itself. In 68 they stood up during Vietnam. And today, 2024, they are standing up when Gaza is under fire. There is no water there. There is no electricity there. Hardly any medication there. You dump the people in an open field and say, go there. 100%, one settler, one bullet, and any American or any person comes there, and our Hamas or Jihad Islam, we put a bullet through you. We are very happy about that. We make no bones of that. We will say, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. So Rafah, war crimes are increasing. No fuel in the hospitals. How are people going to survive? Allah, Allah, wa adkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamur rahimin. Ya Allah, we never ever lose hope in your mercy. You are the most merciful one to show mercy. Israel has become a pariah state, and Israel and America also. People have lost confidence in both Republicans and in the Democrats. Both parties, satanic parties, if you ask me. Lebanon and Israel both claiming they hit targets. Israel say they hit targets in Lebanon. Hezbollah say they hit targets in Israel. Alhamdulillah, whoever attacks American interests and Israel interests, we will support them, Muslim, Kafir, atheist, whoever. So remember that Brazil, big problem with the floods and all that. Now the aftermath and all that, big, big problems. Like our Georgia in Southern Cape, beautiful city. But remember the 5-story building. Now they say 8-10 people dead. So many people under the rubble. They themselves a little bit mixed up. Xi Jinping, he went to Serbia. Today he's there in Hungary. He will meet, you must remember, the President, Prime Minister of Hungary. People of Hungary are very hungry. They want more and more investment from China. Whenever the Chinese do something, there's always some matlab, hidden more agenda and ulterior motive. They want to use Hungary as the gateway to Europe, remember that. And after visiting Serbia, Serbia is 100% against Muslim. Not that China are pro-Muslim, they are pro-Pakistan and some countries, Arab countries, but the anti-Islam, go and see what they're doing in Xinjiang and so forth and so on. Listen to this news here. I'm giving you 3 news, so you need to understand this properly. Muslims, today, tomorrow, they're leaving for Hajj. Sunday, they're leaving for Hajj. Never comment about all these things while you are there, but the facts must be told, and we must expose and name all these Salafi scholars in South Africa, Africa, and the world. Brothels, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, are opening in Saudi Arabia and increasing in Riyadh. They call this misyar marriage, so they have offices. So you go there, you say, okay, I will marry this lady. They use the guise of Islam, so they'll marry this lady, yeah, and remember, she can stay in her house, I'll stay, we will meet in the hotel, meet here and there, and then it will be bang wham, thank you ma'am, and so forth and so on. And thereafter, 1 month, 6 months, whatever, she goes her way, I go my way, and so forth. So very similar to the kuffar Shias, they are mut'ah, which Khomeini la'anahullah wrote in Tawdihul Masail, which I have by me, and which they gave me. So you must remember, Khomeini la'anahullah wrote, you can make a contract with a lady, give her 50 rupees, $50, 50 rands, 50 pounds, whatever, and use her for 1 hour and tell her to go. Whatever they agree on, I'm just using 50 as an example. So we must be very clear. Saudi Arabia, the government, a kafir, pakka murtad kafir, and the country is gone towards kufr. And allowing more and more wine and alcohol, giving more and more people licenses for their brothels, for their wine, and so forth and so on. So you need to know it. You know, it's got so many photos and all that. So me, I don't know how to cover it, but I'll get my brothers, sisters to cover it, and we'll send it out to all of you, so you must know. And there by the Red Sea, he's building that phantom entity of his, and that white elephant, MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan. The people who are residents, who resisted, he told them, MBS, how he murdered Jamal Khashoggi, how he murdered thousands of innocent people in Yemen. He said, you must kill them. BBC reported it this morning. I heard it myself. So you must remember, this is your MBS, who you are licking, you Salafis, Haramis. That's what I call you. Your income is haram. So remember, that's what I mean, harami, for you, that your income absolutely haram. Hang your heads in shame, man. UK expels the Russian attaché. They say you are busy with illegal activities. Sunak is, your activity is permissible. They're going to kick you out back to India or Rwanda, another shaitan. Israel, all you Jutlas and supporters of Israel, listen. Israel demolishes 47, 48 houses of the Bedouins there in the Negev. That is what Israel does. It's a cursed nation. They murdered prophets and messengers, baby killers. The world are seeing the war crimes. Now they just go, Palestinians, the Bedouins who are there for centuries, their fathers, grandparents, grandmother, and they just come demolish it. Okay, Modi, I sent this out yesterday, and you Muslims, you should send it out more and more. Today is Thursday, right? And remember, on Tuesday, the Herald Sun in Australia ran with this article. Modi has a big friend and belongs to his party or belongs to his coalition or what have you. And he raped 400 women plus minus. And he would take their videos and blackmail the woman and so forth. Now he ran away somewhere and here and there. And the Australian press has caught up with him and they exposed him. I hope the Indian people, but you know, masses are asses, so they can't think properly. So I hope that this will dent his big, big aspirations that India will become a superpower and so forth and so on. Rape in India and rape in, you must remember, Israel is a favorite pastime. If you know, go ask the Dalits. You know what is Dalits? Dalits are the untouchable. Anybody can just go and harm the lady and rape her. No, nothing will happen because they got no right. That is a caste system. And Israel, 250 women are either raped or molested or harassed per day. I sent out the whole article already. New York governor says black kids and they don't know about computers. Can you believe in this day and this age? The New York governor, a white guy, he says, yeah, those black kids there in the Bronx and all that, they don't know about computers. Big backlash against him, just like the DA, the donkeys party, I call them, you know. That what they did, they go burn the flag and say that in their advert. So now big backlash against them. It's haram to vote for DA. Remember, all their chumchas, you know, they are sidekicks, ACDP and IFP and all these other characters. Rashida Tlaib, she's there, you must remember, in the Congress, she said that US is actively busy in the genocide in Gaza. Well said, Rashida Tlaib, we echo your sentiments. Israel has committed so many war crimes, and what has happened? The US supposed to release the report, but they delay it. Why? Because they want to hide it, and again they want to camouflage it. So imagine America guilty. They must release the report, but they're delaying it. Northern Israel Jutlas are helpless. They ran away, and now 250,000 of them can't return. Hezbollah fixed the Jutlas up. Very well done. Harry, you know Harry? Harry, he says, I will not meet my father Charles. Now he is King Charles. You know why Harry doesn't want to meet him? This is a crazy story. So, this is the story. It goes like this. The narrative goes like this. So, Charles, Mary, understand Diana. But his heart is with who? With the chameleon, you see. His old flame and so forth. So after 1 year, 2 years, he says, hey, I can't keep up with this Diana. She's too hot for me and so forth. So now he got busy again committing adultery with the chameleon. And who's the queen now? And he becomes king. So then Diana say, two can play this game. Two can tango, as they say. So she got busy with somebody else. And Harry came out, you see. So Harry says, you're not my father, man. What the hell must I meet you? This is your royal family. Royal haramis. That's what they are. Quote me anywhere in the world. So you must remember these things here. Listen to our South African stories. Three different parties. MK to Jacob Zuma. We're going to make him Yaakob Zuma, inshallah. So Jacob Zuma might become the kingmaker after the elections end of this month, 29th May. One story. Cyril says, no, how can you say South Africa is a failed state after 30 years of democracy? We're doing very well. That's what Cyril said. Are we doing well? Today there's no water, yeah? I got water with Allah's help, but 90% of the people, there's no water. So that is our South Africa. And after elections, everything will get worse. MK party, that is Zuma's party, says they expelled the founder, Jabulani Khumalo. I had to learn all these names, you know. So MK party says they expelled the founder, Jabulani Khumalo. You know why? They say he lived like a king and a millionaire. So therefore, we can't have all these mufatiyas here and freebies. So they kicked him out and expelled him. So that is our South Africa. Cry, my beloved country. Alan Payton, if you know about him. Go read about Ikopo and Alan Payton and so forth. Okay, let's give you the program for today. Inshallah, Brother Abu Bakr Rawat, Maha Zahid, 8:30 to 9, 11 to 12. All of you going for Hajj, all of you going for Umrah, you must listen to today, 11 to 12, the laws related to Ihram. So how you fasten Ihram for you, the men, the women, you in your napaki, haiz, menses. So all that we will discuss. 1 to 2, Tafsir of the Noble Quran, tonight's Scan the Sky, tomorrow Heidelberg, inshallah we will be in Heidelberg tomorrow, Jummah will be there in town, Jummah Masjid, and 12:20 Azan, 12:30 the lecture, and inshallah at night in Masjidur Rahman, there in the Indian township, what we know as the Indian township, Shalimar Reach, so 7:30 Isha, and after that, and on Saturday morning after Fajr Nasiha, inshallah. Ji Maulana, we have 15 minutes, 16 minutes, we can go inshallah.
Mufti Saab, you say smoking is haram. Can I marry a smoker, Mufti Saab?
That when a person is khabis and impure and immoral, then you will go towards that. Quran says that, Surah 24, Surah Nur, Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to say, Allimu nisa'akum Surah An-Nur. That you must teach your females and your women folk, Surah Nur, chapter 24, comprising 64 verses. Sayyidah Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu wrote a letter to the people of Iraq, and he told them, Allimu nisa'akum Surat An-Nur. You want references? Open Rawayul Bayan fi Ahkam al-Quran. Open Tanwirul Adhaz of Adhan from our teacher, Honorable Ustad and Sheikh, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, rahimahullah. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. What khidmat service he rendered to the Quran Sharif. You will find all this there. So therefore, we must remember in chapter 24, Surah An-Nur, verse 26, Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat. So one Khabith will go to the Khabitha. One immoral person, impure person will go. So the lady is a prostitute, you're a gigolo. So the gigolo say, I'll marry the prostitute. Is that your mentality, brother? You must say, our people go for Hajj in Ihram, they smoke. So I always tell them it's haram. Our fatwa is this, to smoke, vape, cigarettes, whatever it is, or to buy and sell, to smoke, all that not permissible, remember that. I just give you three examples. Kulu washrabu wala tusrifu. Eat and drink and don't waste. Tell me, is your buying of cigarettes wastage or not? I'm asking you. Obviously it's wastage. Second one, it causes you physical harm and spiritual harm. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La dwarara wa la dirar. Authentic hadith, Imam Malik has mentioned in his Mu'atta. Don't cause harm to yourself, don't cause harm to others, don't cause harm to the environment and so forth. That is 100% what happens. Today you go in a plane, first thing they'll tell you, this is a non-smoking flight. In the lavatory, they still use the word lavatory, I don't know why. That is also, you understand, smoke detectors and so forth. So see, but the same haramis, they will serve alcohol. Alcohol is worse than cigarettes because the money is too much there, you see. So therefore, everywhere when you study the Western system, you will find hypocrisy and double standards. Not permissible. And to marry people, you must marry because of their piety and vice and virtue. Not you marry them because of their vices.
Mufti Saab, as a Muslim parent, I'm concerned about the disgusting LGBT they are going to introduce in our schools. Can the Jamia do something to stop this? Especially for Muslim kids, we cannot support this. Jazakallah.
Remember, in South Africa, what percentage are we? We're still sitting at 2%, 3%. Nobody can tell me in South Africa, with the influx of all the foreigners who are Muslims, the Arabs and the Somalis and whoever else, Ethiopians and Malawi and so forth, that we're more than 5% if we really stretch it. So what happens is we are a very small minority. We must try our level best and so forth. But our Jamiyats can't do anything. What can they do? They don't have any power. What can I do? I don't have anything. We all are just, you must remember, consultative committees, meaning we can just give you advice. We don't have authority to do anything and so forth. So remember, yesterday I spoke to one Maulana. I told him that, why don't you speak about all this? It belongs to the Jamiyat. Why you don't speak about all these things here? You must remember that you know that the certain suddenly mosque and Eidgahs are hosting, you must remember, non-Muslim politicians right in our mosque. So why don't you take out the statement? They say, no, we have to interact with government. So, I mean, that's a very feeble excuse if you ask me. So we must remember this type of thing. I took it out and I mentioned it is totally haram. You want to bring this politician, that politician, non-Muslim, whatever. So take him there to your civic center. Take him to your house. To bring them in the house of Almighty Allah, absolutely haram. So the problem is, we want to bootleg them, you must remember. We must speak the truth. For past 20 years, 22 years, 23 years, I'm attacking the Jutlas. They could not catch me with Allah's help on one point. So they say, let us record him. For past 20 years, they're recording me. Even now, they're recording me. And I'm telling you, Jutlas, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. So what we need to do is strategize and not bootleg. That is what Muslims are doing to the majority. That they just cover curry favor with this party, that better party. You win. How much tender will I get? How much cut will I get? What is my commission? And so forth and so on. We all know the history of democracy and how many Muslims got caught up and so forth in all these haram activities. So we must join the other religions. You must remember that the Jews, the Christians, the Hindus, whatever, on this issue, who are dead against LGBT, and make a united front and tell the government that this year, you telling us your constitution is the best constitution in the world, and remember, what good is that constitution? South Africa has become the gay capital of the world. Go to Cape Town. Then we have become the rape capital of the world. We have become the murder capital of the world. Some places are no-go areas. We all know that. So what good is your constitution? So we need to make them pay, remember, election time and so forth. But the bootlickers, who will be there to listen? So therefore, me, I made it very clear. You like, don't like, is your business. I never, ever voted for ANC. I never, ever voted for DA or EFF and so forth, and I'll never vote for them. You can like it, you can hate it. I speak straight to you, you must remember. But we need to strategize. But where can we strategize? Everybody wants to be chief, you must remember that. You say, okay, we strategize. Who will be the chairman? Who will be the president? If I'm not the president, if I'm not the chairman, finish, I walk out. So, ghar ko aag lag gayi, ghar ki chirag se. On certain things, we must, you know, work with these other people, other non-Muslims, on the same things. Because many Jews, they hate the LGBT. Many Christians are very vocal. Many Hindus are very vocal. Only on these type of issues. And not. We don't need people who are apologetic and then close the churches, close the mosques. That type of people we don't want. Hopeless, useless, they're good for nothing. We don't want them. We want people who are there to speak the truth and not bootleg the politicians.
Mufti Saab, what about vaping? He stopped smoking cigarettes, but I feel vaping is worse. 100%. It's permanently in his hand. Please advise, Mufti Saab.
I just mentioned it just now. People are smoking, people are vaping. I give you last week's story. Last week, Friday, I was there in 23rd Street, Fitas, Frida Dob, whatever they call. So you know that Muazzin, Jazahullahu Khairan, so he knows me. So I told him, you know my story. He said, no, I opened the room. Come, come, come. So you know the Tabligh Jamaat in most masajid, they have a room for them, you know. So when they sleep there, they have a kitchen and their facilities. So he took me there upstairs. So because I have to translate the khutbah, so last week was Sheikh Faisal Jamin Jamil Ghazawi. Good khutbah he gave, mashallah. His forefathers are from Gaza. So nevertheless, I went. So now when I'm finished and all that from upstairs, I want to come downstairs. So I see three youngsters, they go in there. You don't understand? And they're hiding there. But I saw them. So I think they're speaking Afrikaans. So I asked, what dun yala? Yala ruak is so of what? You're smoking or what? You're fat vape. You understand? So then I started laughing. I said, no, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. So I'm making astaghfirullah. What you doing upstairs? There's so much place downstairs. So you see, I asked, where's the parent supervision? Parents are not bothered today. My son is somewhere we can't even find him in the masjid if you look downstairs. So remember that people will go to the masjid early, sometime open the phones and start watching soccer match or worse, watching films and porn right inside the masjid and so forth. People get addicted to these things. Yeah? So remember cigarettes, vaping, cigar or whatever, how short the stompy might be or how long the cigar might be, all shaitan, not permissible.
Mufti Sahab, what leather boots can we wear? Example, snake skin or cow or any leather boots permissible?
Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith mentioned in Mishkat Sharif Ibn Majah, kullu ihabin dubiga faqad tahura. Every skin, every hide of the animal died or the animal was slaughtered in a prescribed manner, whatever it is. So remember, once you tan it, it undergoes the tanning process, so then it is tahir, and then you can use it. You can use it as a carpet, you can use it as your leather socks, you can use it for your car, as you know, your leather seats, or whatever you want to. So all that is permissible except the swine, the khinzir. So that is not permissible. The swine is khinzir, bumper to bumper, top to bottom, every part, particle of it is haram and not permissible. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, the genius, say not only the khinzir, the swine, but the dog also falls in that category. So he says that the dog also, bumper to bumper, top to bottom, side to side, is najasul ain, and every part, particle of it is not permissible. So beside this type, and Sahibain agree with him regarding dog and so forth. Sahibain are the greatest students of Imam Abu Hanifa. So abstain from the skin hide of the swine and of the dog. All the others are permissible. So you can use it provided the tanning process has taken place. Kullu ihabin dubiga faqad tahura. Authentic hadith it is.
Mufti Sahab, I was given kafan by my chacha in Medina about 12 years ago. Can I take it out and wash and keep? Now I'm waiting for my day to use. Jazakallah, Simple Simon.
Simple Simon, that how are you going to use it if you did? You say, then I'm going to use it. How are you going to use it? So I know what you're trying to say. So anyway, your chacha gave you that. But don't think there's virtue, because you must remember that it came from Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara. Nowadays, you don't see this lot there in Makkah, Medina, because the Saudis, they don't allow this. In the 70s, it was rife and rampant. I saw it so many times. We used to go right down in the Zamzam, you must remember that, in 70s. 74, 75, 76, when we went. 74 was Ramadan, Umrah. 75 was Hajj. 76, when I was coming home, we performed Umrah. All with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. People would bring their kafan from Pakistan and India and Bangladesh and here and there, take the whole kafan and put it in the Zamzam water, and then they would hang it there on the fences and on the, you know, all the security they had. Nobody would tell them anything and so forth. So it was King Faisal's time and then Khalid's time. You must remember Khalid and Faisal were very soft. They wouldn't, you understand, hard and harsh on the people. So all these type of things happen. You must remember that. So I give you one incident, think properly about it. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah, the only exclusive Rahmatul Alameen. Chapter 21, verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ. On the other side, the opposite, the Ia Munafiqeen, there's a Ra'isul Munafiqeen, Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul. Regarding him, Quran says, Surah 4, verse 145, Innal Munafiqeena fi Darkil Asfali minan Nar, he's dispatched to the lowest prison, dungeon in the fire, and there he is. So now he dies, Abdullah bin Ubay, the leader of the hypocrites. So his son is a Sahabi. The son's name also Abdullah. So radiallahu anhu. He comes to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulallah rahmatul alameen, I got two requests. Your kurta mubarak, please give it, I want to use it as kafan for my father. His father after all. And second, please perform the salatul janazah. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows that this Abdullah bin Ubay was a tall person, so his kurta was used for the chacha. You asked that your chacha gave you. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chacha, kaka, paternal uncle, in Arabic. So he was brought as a captive after the Battle of Badr, and then this Abdullah bin Ubay's kurta was used for Abbas, the chacha, kaka, uncle of a paternal uncle of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So like he did a favor to the Master alayhi salatu salam's uncle. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the kurta mubarak. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is about to read the salatul janazah. Sayyidina Umar comes, Atuswalli ala hadal munafiq? You're going to read salat on with this munafiq? Ya Umar, I got the option. So now the Master alayhi salam read the salatul janazah. Kafan of the Master alayhi salam. Salatul janazah, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Immediately after that, the ayat gets revealed, the verse is revealed. Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 84. وَلَا تُسْوَلِّ عَلَىٰ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ مَاتَ أَبَدًا وَلَا تَقُمْ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِ You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in future, never read salat for them. Don't go stand by their graves and visit the cemetery. إِنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ They rejected Allah and Nabi alayhi salam. Therefore, to go and participate for any non-Muslim, the biggest politician on this earth, to go there for memorial service, to go and say, no, we're showing our respect and we're just going there and all that, all haram. The only thing acceptable when a non-Muslim person passes away, you offer condolences when the body and all that is gone and all their prayer and that is finished. Then you can just email them or phone them or whatever. We got all the gadgets today. If you go there by the house, is your neighbor. So that's also acceptable after all their damal and everything is finished. So see. So kafan alone is not going to help. Our actions, our iman, Islam, that is the criteria. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make our khatima ending on iman and the best day in our life. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.